about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
I know American Idol's on. I know I am right now competing with American Idol. I see all the TVs in the studio on. Everybody's kind of watching now. It's the 10-year anniversary of American Idol. You know what? I don't mind. I'm really happy with my show's ratings. Why don't you just TiVo American Idol, listen to my show, and then you could go and watch it. And then you could skip through all the commercials. Why not? Why not? I know. I'm excited. I like American Idol. It's not as good as it used to be. You know, but it's still fun to watch. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of medical updates, health news we need to talk about. You know, today they were talking about how women who have osteoporosis really may not need bone density scans as often as they have been getting them, of course. Remember, they need to make money, or they need to save money. Remember, in healthcare, we need to save money. So I thought they were going to say, all right, well, if you get a bone density scan, then maybe just do it every couple years. No. They said 15. They said 15. So when you get your baseline at age 50 years old, right, when you get your baseline at age 50, and a doctor is considering putting you on medication, you'd think you would want to see if during the first 5 years of menopause, for most of us, it's in our early 50s. The whole reason why we get osteoporosis is because in the first 5 years of menopause, when we lose our estrogen, we lose our bone mass very quickly, very precipitously. So we want to hedge, level that off. So we start medicines like Fosamax or Boniva or Actonel, et cetera. We keep our vitamin D up. We keep our calcium up. And then we get evaluated by a bone density scan the next year or a couple years just to see how we're doing. But 15? Waiting 15 years? So anyway, this is the study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's part of a broad rethinking of how to diagnose and treat. A broad rethinking. No, it's not a broad rethinking of how to treat. It's how to save money. The class of drugs bisphosphonates have been found to prevent fractures, of course, right? But medical experts no longer recommend the medicines to prevent osteoporosis itself. They no longer want women to take them indefinitely. Yeah, because there's health risks, osteonecrosis of the jaw, issues with your femur and fractures. They no longer want women to take them indefinitely and no longer consider bone density measurements the sole defining factor in deciding if a woman needs to be treated. Well, I disagree with that one. They say researchers report that fewer than 1% of women with normal bone density when they entered the study and fewer than 5% with mildly low bone density developed osteoporosis in the ensuing 15 years. Well, of course, you get osteopenia. It takes a while to become full-blown osteoporosis, and we don't want to let you get that far. We want to stop you when you're osteopenic before you get osteoporotic. That's the whole point. But of those with substantial low bone density at the start, close to the cutoff point for osteoporosis, a fewer than 2.5, whatever, 10% progress to osteoporosis in about a year. Okay, the whole point of osteoporosis is you want to prevent it from happening. You're right. If somebody has osteoporosis, all right, well, then you could say they're as good as done. But no, that's not what we do. We're better than that. In America, we have a much better system, and I'm very proud of our system. Many of our women are not falling and getting hip fractures like they used to. And keep in mind, when you fall and get a hip fracture, there's a 50% chance that you will die that year. We've been preventing a huge number of that, and bravo. Bravo. You know, and what about men? Aren't we supposed to be checking men for bone loss? Yes. I tell my men, when you're over 60, get a test done. But Dr. Dahlia, what if my insurance doesn't pay for it? Don't let them decide your pelvic fracture destiny. Men lose bone mass, too. They do. This is why, you know, when we talk about healthcare, I'm like, you guys may want to just start, you know, hiding some money under your baseboards because insurance is going to cover less and less. Are you telling me 15 years? You're going to have a woman wait 15 years to reassess? There's really no other, I would say, good way to reassess. I mean, maybe you could take an x-ray, but if you see bone thinning on an x-ray, it's already too late. What good is that? The whole purpose of osteoporosis is if you have bone loss, we really can't do anything to get it back. But if we could slow down the progression of it, well, then good. Just like in the previous hour, we're talking a little bit about Alzheimer's, how a drug failed its trial, and it wanted to either slow it down or reverse it. Many things are very difficult to reverse. It's really difficult to reverse coronary artery plaquing, Alzheimer's, very difficult to reverse cancer, very difficult to reverse osteoporosis. So then you want to go for prevention. And how do you prevent? You start these biphosphonates early. You have people exercise to increase their bone mass. You have them take calcium. You have them take vitamin D. And then you watch them with these DEXA scans. That's what we've been doing. Oh, but we got to save money, Dr. Dahlia. Okay. But how much do you think a pelvic fracture costs? And then an ensuing DVT. And maybe pneumonia. And the physical therapy. And now the handicap changes you need to do with the house. How much more expensive do you think that is than the bone density scan? Maybe the bone density scan will help women realize I got to get back to exercise a little bit more. Or I got to keep my calcium and vitamin D up. And again, are they just going to skip men completely? So it's frustrating. It's really frustrating for me to report this stuff to you. Because I don't agree with it. I mean, I don't want to look like I'm doing a show where every time these things come across my desk, I'm like, disagree, wrong, stupid, asinine, wrong, disagree. But I have to, because you're going to read this stuff and say, well, I guess I get a bone density test as I'm going into menopause and I wait till I'm 65. No, 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 no. By then it'll be too late. So please be careful when you read this and ask your doctor. And if your doctor says, oh, we got to go by the guidelines, get a new doctor. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, senior monetary specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Doing? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia for up-to-date medical updates and any news and cool stuff that we come across. Please follow me on Facebook, too, if you prefer Facebook over Twitter. And call in anytime at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is kind of interesting. There was a gambling parlor, they call it, in Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania. We call them casinos out here, but I guess there may be a little difference. And a guy tried to rob the gambling parlor, this is interesting, by claiming he had MRSA, which is a very nasty staph infection. 41-year-old Fred Parker of Cool Spring Township, okay, walked into Lucky's Internet Cafe. All right, Monday, this was actually a couple days ago, and began just touching the walls, touching the machines, saying he has MRSA. Now, MRSA stands for methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. Staph aureus is an infection, a bacteria that used to be able to be knocked out with penicillin. And one of the fancier penicillins is called methicillin. Well, now they have methicillin-resistant. And this methicillin-resistant is really resistant to a lot of antibiotics. And luckily, you could use a sulfa base like Bactrim, that may help, sometimes rifampin, but for the most part, many antibiotics can't even touch it, so you don't want to get it. But what's interesting about this type of infection is once you have it, you carry it, and it's really difficult to get rid of. So anyway, this is the first time I ever heard of anybody trying to rob someone, threatening to give an infectious disease. You know, the cashier refused. All right. And luckily, the guy left and was arrested, you know, a short time later based on his description. He's in jail. You know, but, you know, how bad is, I mean, if somebody walks into your establishment and says, look, I want to rob you because I have that. I mean, is it life threatening? Well, yes, it can be. Absolutely. We're treating somebody right now with this type of infection in his lungs. He has been sick for a year. We've sent him to pulmonary doctor. We've sent him to multiple specialists. Finally, we were able to get him to cough something up for us that had this nasty staff. So absolutely, in theory, it could actually get to the point where it's a real, real bad infection and get to the point where it could, you know, cause pneumonia, cause sepsis. You could die. Very, very nasty. MRSA in the blood can kill you. Absolutely. Now, many people, they get it from wrestling or they get it from the gym. I guess a high school had to close down because there was an MRSA outbreak, from what I understand, within the last couple weeks, reopened. Everybody's okay. And, you know, when you get it, one way we could tell you have it before we even culture you is you come in with a very painful sore that came up out of nowhere. It wouldn't be blisters like shingles, but it would be like a big infected pimple or abscess. And they usually are in the groin, under the arm, in very moist areas. And then we cure you, you know, we give you an antibiotic, we make it go away, and then it comes back somewhere else. Now, some dermatologists or infectious disease doctors will try to cure you of it, if there's a way to cure you, by giving you this very, very expensive antibiotic. From what I understood, it's like $1,000 for a month treatment. You take it for a month. And then you also have to put Bactroban, which is kind of like Neosporin, triple antibiotic ointment, in your nose and on your rectum. Because MRSA likes to come in through moist areas. And you obviously can't put the stuff on your mouth, so you put it in your nose and you put it on your butt. And then you take bleach baths for a few weeks. You put bleach in your bath. Now, I don't want to tell you how much. And, you know, keep in mind your pool has bleach in it, so it's not that unhealthy. It's just, you know, you would put a little bleach in your bath and you do what the dermatologist told you to do with the infectious disease doctor. But you see how painstaking it is to try to get rid of it. You got to take the month-long antibiotic. You got to put the cream on your nose, on your rectum. You got to do it for the whole family, because they could give it back and forth to each other. You could be a carrier, never having had an infection, and then reinfect, and then you got to take bleach baths, not to mention clean out your house, et cetera. It is a nasty bug. So the guy obviously knows how serious the bug is and how contagious it is to come in and threaten and say, look, I'll give you that. So me as a doctor, if I was behind the counter and I thought he was going to jump on me and rub his sore in my mouth, I'd say, here, take the money and get the heck out of here. I wouldn't want that. And it's going to be interesting to see if this is going to be the new wave of criminals trying to spread infectious disease. You know, I saw the movie Contagion and I saw the movie Outbreak. I think I like the Outbreak movie from years ago a heck of a lot better, a heck of a lot better than Contagion. But it was, you know, it both movies bring light to the fact that there could be an infectious disease that gets traveled and goes around and kills. And it wasn't that far-fetched. Both movies were not that far-fetched. The first movie was about the Ebola virus. Contagion was about a neurotoxin that was given off by a virus that infected the brain and ate up the brain. And it was, both were okay movies, but you really don't want somebody spreading infectious disease. So I would, if I was held up, I would say, I pass. Thank you for the offer. Here, take your money and get the heck out of here. That's what I would do. Okay. All right. So this might be good news for some of you coffee drinkers. All right. We've been talking about coffee and how it helps reduce diabetes. Well, they say even decaf works. So for those of you that can't drink coffee, that can't tolerate the caffeine, that aren't allowed to drink coffee, it's going to be nice to know that even decaf. All right, they say a study found that three compounds that contained in coffee could block the toxic buildup of a protein known to trigger diabetes. Now, we talk about diabetes a lot on this show. It's where your body doesn't produce enough insulin to bring the sugar from your bloodstream to your cells. So your blood gets very sugary. Sugary blood makes you thirsty. The more thirsty you are and the more sugary your blood is, the more you urinate. You start to get weak. You start to lose weight because sugar's not going into the cells where it needs to be. Type 1 diabetics, very, very skinny. These kids could die if they don't get insulin. We give them insulin. It helps get the blood, the sugar from the blood into the cells, kind of like a key to a door. The blood is the hallway. The cell is the room. Kind of like, you know, insulin kind of opens up that door. Type 2 diabetics, usually you have insulin because you wouldn't have made it to an adult if you hadn't. But you have some insulin resistance, maybe some fat pushing against the door. Maybe your insulin, you don't have enough of it. Maybe it doesn't work as well. So you have, you know, insulin resistance, we call it. And that's why there's medications to help with sensitivity of it, or we just give you extra insulin. Well, they say researchers now believe that coffee extracts, caffeine, caffeic acid, and chlorogenic acid can help develop more effective treatment. All right? This was lead researcher Kun Huang from Huazhong University of Science and Technology said we found three major coffee components that reverse this toxic process and may explain why coffee drinking is associated with the lower risk of type 2 diabetes. All of the compounds were shown to have a positive effect during laboratory tests. However, caffeine was the least effective of the three. He said decaffeinated coffee could be more beneficial than regular options. In decaffeinated coffee, the percentage contents of caffeic acid and chlorogenic acid were actually higher than regular coffee, even though the caffeine was reduced. So they think decaffeinated coffee may even help more than regular coffee. Now, this was published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry. I know many of you have this journal on the back of your toilet seat. I know. And supports previous studies, which have found people who drink four more cups of coffee a day have 50% lower risk of type 2 diabetes. And we know diabetes affects millions of people each year. I mean, it's crazy how this is going up. Because, again, obesity is going up. One in three Americans, actually, I think one in three people in general are obese. And the more obese you are, the more difficulty you have trying to maintain your sugar. So it's serious stuff. The only thing is four cups of coffee. I don't know if I could get my patients to drink that much. I mean, we know the, you know, coffee bean has definite benefits. We know that. But, you know, still that's kind of a lot. Okay, we're going to be coming back on break. We come back and want to talk about this pipeline issue. I also want to talk about the Wikipedia blackout. Did you guys notice anything with the blackout? Is the blackout done and over with? I hope so, because my kids have reports to do, so I got to make sure they can get on their Wikipedia. Isn't it nice you don't have to buy an encyclopedia anymore? You don't have to buy an encyclopedia set. I got to tell you, the encyclopedia salesman business, they probably really didn't see this one coming. You can just go get Wikipedia. I'm on Wikipedia. I'm a little nervous about that because somebody could go and change, you know, things and say, oh, Dr. Dahlia was a hoochie mama. But I'm hoping people with Wikipedia read the content and make sure it's good. But I think that's pretty cool. XM put me on Wikipedia. I'm like, duh. So, you know, my kids are like, Mom, I got to do a report on somebody. I go, do a report on me. It's like, Mom, please. We don't want to do a report on a dork. I'm like, what'd you call me? I'm your mama. All right, don't go away. We're going to be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355. 213-405-5355 or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I may talk too much. But I got to tell you, people are listening. You know, what's interesting, it looks like they've been looking at what's been happening since the presidential debate for the Republican primary. And it looks like Newt Gingrich is starting to ease up and creep up on Mitt Romney. Now, like I said, honestly, whoever wins, fine with, I'm going to support. You know, I mean, we've talked about politics a lot on the show, but it's kind of interesting how now maybe people are going for substance and not as much looks. Remember I told you yesterday somebody on Fox thought Newt was fat and old and rich and, you know, just completely missed the point of what these debates are about. The purpose of these debates are to listen to what they have to say, you know, and, you know, many of our candidates have made money. And I really don't know anybody who's run for president that didn't come from some wealthy means. I mean, it's very difficult to run for president unless you have money. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see where this pans out. Still, Mitt Romney has a huge lead in South Carolina, but they say if he does win South Carolina, no, it is not over. Okay, I thought, you know, after three wins, it's him. Let's just, you know, close up shop, save money. You know, no more negative attack ads and let's move forward. But they say no, because Florida is going to be huge. Nevada, you know, still there's more that could happen. They say it does matter who comes in second. They actually are also saying that they may give Santorum the win for Iowa. They may say it actually may go to Santorum. And then if that's the case, Mitney didn't win Iowa. Does it really matter, though? I mean, when it's really that close, why can't they just say it's a tie? Well, anyway, today, big news with the Keystone XL oil pipeline. So from what we found out a few hours ago, is the Washington administration, President Obama said, no, we're going to reject it. They say the $7 billion project could not be adequately reviewed within the 60-day deadline Congress set. Remember when they were arguing about the payroll tax, right? They say the action does not preclude later approval of the project, but now we're going to have more of a fight. Now, you know, Republicans thought this would be an excellent way to increase jobs, okay? Of course, environmentalists have been trying to sway President Obama, saying, no, don't do it. It's going to cause global warming. And I guess he, you know, caved in. Now, you know, okay, why? Is really a pipeline going to hurt that much? Well, there's already tons of other pipelines, and we really haven't seen the grasslands or the aquifers, you know, have issues with it. You know, I mean, like I was saying in the earlier part of the show, I think there's more of a disaster to our environment having unemployed Americans, right? Maybe they'll get less fuel energy cars. They won't get the fancy expensive light bulbs. I mean, I think we would probably be more green and do more for our, you know, do more for our country if we had working Americans. So if this was going to produce millions of jobs, because this was a 1,700-mile pipeline, okay, this was going to extend from Alberta, Canada, all the way to the Gulf Coast. I mean, this was going to be huge, a multi-state project, giving tons of jobs. Yes, I love the environment. Of course, I want to protect the environment. Absolutely. I used to work for the EPA. But like I said, I also want people working. And if the pipeline isn't done there, I mean, there's going to have to be other ways. We got to transmit oil, et cetera. So I really, really think that he just made this decision because he has to appease the liberals. Remember, President Obama going for the pipeline isn't really going to help him election-wise too much because he already isn't going to win over Republicans anyway. So who he needs to get support from is the left and the environmentalists. So he is making a decision that would affect millions of jobs, affect millions of lives, based on his reelection. And I think that's frightening. I think that is horribly, horribly frightening. And so I mean, we're just watching this happen. I was talking about this in the previous hours, how frustrating this must be for you to watch, especially if you're unemployed. He needs to appeal to the environmentalists. He's got to have his liberal base coming into this election. And since it really doesn't make sense for him to try to please voters that already aren't going to vote for him, he's going to go the other side. And that's what we're seeing here. So I'm really frustrated by this. But I think it is going to eventually turn around and go. I think there's enough support for this in the House and Congress for this to move forward. But it's just frustrating to see that. Now, one thing that was very interesting today, and we were talking about the whole Wikipedia thing, is I was a little worried about the blackout. I thought Twitter was going to be blacked out, Google was going to be blacked out, and many of us are very, very dependent on the computer for our jobs, et cetera. When a patient says, look, I need to find the nearest pharmacy, a patient says, look, I need to find this doctor, we Google it. I mean, we Google in our office all the time. I Google to get my stories. I mean, I'm getting stories from worldwide. I mean, you know, in the olden days, you just get the newspaper and you try to listen to the radio. But now, I mean, I get information from Sudan. I get North Korea. The internet gets me in touch with all over the country. So, yes, I'm pretty dependent on the internet for my show and what I do at work. So when they were threatening a blackout to stop the SOPA bill and the, there's also the bill in the, I'm sorry about this. Now my internet's not working that well. See, I must have done something to take it off. Remember, the SOPA bill that we're dealing with is supposed to stop online privacy. Okay, it's the online piracy bill. And then there's one also in the Senate. Well, what happened today, if you have noticed, is Wikipedia and many other sites blacked out. Now, Google was still going on and was still open, but it had a big black box over it. All right, so, I mean, we knew it was Google, but it was showing its support. Well, apparently, it sounds like a few senators have switched sides and may not actually go along with the bill. They say more than 4.5 million people signed their names to a Google petition, and 300,000 people emailed or called their lawmakers. In New York, San Francisco, Vegas, protesters had held rallies to draw attention to the bills. Library of Congress said late Wednesday that it had been hit with a denial-of-service attack by a group opposed to the online piracy. By the evening, a number of lawmakers had done an about-face on the legislation. The Senate version of the bill lost four of its co-sponsors, including Senator Orrin Hatch. He says it is simply not ready for prime time, and both sides must continue working together to find a better path forward. All right. Senators John Boozman, Mark Rubio, Roy Blunt, all Republicans, also released statements Wednesday saying they had reservations and would not vote for the bill if it came up to the floor. All right, so you have the SOPA Act in the House, and then you have the Senate bill. I think it's called PETA. Sorry, I just don't have it in front of me. Now, keep in mind, the reason why they have this is because you have a huge music industry, huge Hollywood industry that is losing millions upon millions of dollars because people are pirating the music and pirating the movies. You know, file sharing. You could share files of music. Well, that's copyright infringement. Okay? And we remember with, oh, Senate version is PIPA. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Donovan. Okay, PIPA. And so what's been happening is, you know, Hollywood's been losing money. I agree with that. I mean, you know, they make a product. You buy the product. You know, getting it for free, they're not going to be able to stay in business and make their products. All right? Now, of course, we don't really feel sorry for them. They're making a lot of money already. I mean, movie ticket prices. Well, I don't know if they make money on the movie ticket prices. The theater does. I've got to figure out. I remember the theater really makes money on the food and the popcorn. I forget. But I don't know if the movie actually. I forget. Anyway. But, yeah, so I understand that. You know, you want to stop online piracy. Of course. But the problem is when you try to regulate it, when you looked at the bills, many, many companies and search engines would have to basically close down or stop communication with others because the law stated you couldn't communicate with others where file sharing could be going on. So it could cause an absolute abrupt halt of our internet system. And that's why people are having a problem with it. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I want to apologize. I'm losing my voice again. I got to figure out what is going on. I love being on air for 3 hours, but sorry if I seem to be losing my voice. Maybe it's because I yell at the kids all day. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm yelling at my patients. But either way, I'll figure this out. But thank you all for tuning in. Okay, so, you know, a very important subject we talked about earlier in the show was you're going to be noticing a lot of changes with the emergency room. All right, I've been getting some emails periodically from patients, from listeners saying, you know, Dr. Dahlia, my doctor sent me to the ER. You know, I was having some abdominal pain, and they never did a scan, and they let me go. And I've been getting these periodically over the last couple of years. And I'm like, okay, well, that's odd. What's happening? So I talked to a couple of the emergency room doctors, and they say, well, yeah, you know, you haven't heard? We're getting dinged if we order CAT scans or tests, and it comes out negative. Okay, if we don't have a positive or a negative outcome, you know, where the test is positive for something wrong, pathology, we get penalized, financially penalized, or possibly our job penalized for ordering the tests. So what's happening is the ER doctor only wants to order the test if they think you really, really need it. But the problem is many of them really do think that you need it. Now, you don't want doctors hesitating, especially for financial reasons or for fear of losing their job. The reason why you're going to the ER is because you think you have an emergency. Now, yes, you do have people that go for coughs and colds, but most of these ER doctors, they aren't going to overdo the tests. They're going to say, all right, you know, you got to go. You know, here's your antibiotic, go in there. I'm not going to do CAT scans. But I've done ER. I've worked in an ER. And I got to tell you, I mean, when I needed to run the test, I needed to run the test for a reason. You're having a kidney stone. You were having an aneurysm rupture. You were having a dissecting aorta. You were having an appendix issue. I mean, there was a reason. And yes, you will order tests and it'll be normal. But many of the times, the reason why you do tests is you rule things out. If somebody comes in having sustained a head injury and they were throwing up since the head injury and they were dizzy and they were out for a period of time, you want to do a CAT scan. You don't want to send them home with a bleed. So if you're going to send them home, you need to make sure the CAT scan is negative or you can't send them home. So you do these tests to rule out. This is exactly what these ER docs are going to get nailed on. Now, you're going to start to see a fight between your family doc and your emergency room doc because your family doc is getting tired of getting sued for missing things. Why did you send the patient to the ER? The patient came to you with fever and abdominal pain. You didn't know. You didn't realize that that could possibly be an appendicitis attack. You're at fault. Multi-million-dollar lawsuit. And you're like, really? Really? And that's what they do. I mean, so you're seeing more and more family docs sent to the ER. And I get into fights. I get into some major fights with these ER doctors now. Now, I love ER doctors because I was one. You know, I manned an ER and I did a pretty damn good job. And, you know, I understand what they go through. But the problem is if their job is on the line because I'm sending them for a CAT scan, they probably would rather not have the patient come forward because they are between a rock and a hard place. Your ER doctor has to decide if you're stable enough to go home. If he sends you home and you have a bad outcome, you're nailed, right? But if he does the test and the test comes out normal, you're happy. But again, his employers aren't happy. So if this is what's happening to these ER doctors, you're going to be stuck in the middle of this. Not to mention here we have family doctors, again, trying to protect themselves, going, okay, you know what, you got a headache, that's not going away, we've got to scan you. Now, of course, doctors can send people to radiology places, but sometimes there's a wait. Sometimes insurance won't authorize it. And I can't tell you how many times insurance wouldn't authorize something, and I was right, there was some severe pathology. Because remember, the people deciding this at many of these insurance companies are people that have no medical background at all. Like, well, technically, it doesn't go by the guidelines, Dr. Dahlia. You know, they have to actually have blood dripping from their nose or ear for us to okay this CAT scan. And you're like, you know what? Forget this. Forget it. You know, and I'm like, go to the ER. All right? Something's wrong here. Go to the ER. I'm not going to mess with it. So what you're going to start noticing is when you go to the ER, it's not going to be better care. It's going to be hesitant care. And that really makes me nervous because you don't want anybody hesitating and thinking twice about what they're going to do. Now, yes, maybe the authors of Obamacare is loving this. They're like, great. That's great. I want people to hesitate. I don't want them ordering a test willy-nilly. That's exactly what we want. That's exactly what this country needs. We're going to save money. But no. Okay, remember, when we work in the ER, our job is to save lives. Our job is to use our instinct. Our job is to use our gut. And you're taking that away because if we have to think about doing the test, going, well, you want to watch, this would be my fifth normal CT. Why are people having these weird symptoms? I mean, remember, before swine flu was recognized as swine flu, we had some really sick patients, really sick. But tests would come out normal, well, because it was just the flu. But people were sick. I mean, remember, these ER docs are the first line for a lot of these things. I mean, I had people, I mean, they were floored. Completely, I mean, just devastated by this flu. Our family got it in May of the year 2009 when swine flu hit. We got it in May. Now, word didn't break out until the summer, end of the summer. So here in May, our family's sick. Patients are sick. I'm like, what the heck is this? It's not flu season. What's going on? Is this a pre-meningitis? Is this a you know, what the heck is going on? And when you work ER, that's exactly what you do. So you need to order tests because, again, your first line, you're going to discover something before the CDC does. And you're the one that's going to notify the CDC. And what's unfortunate now is they're going to be penalized. What's also unfortunate is there's going to now be a tug of war. I had a patient who had a blood clot. So I was sending them to the emergency room to get it evaluated and to get to be admitted and get heparin and blood thinners. And the ER doc didn't want her. She's like, no, don't send her. Just have her do all this at home. Like, at home, if the blood clot goes to her lungs, she dies. But the ER doc didn't want her. Now, we used to work really well with the ER docs. I never argued with the ER docs because I agree with their way of thinking. I mean, usually how they think is right up my alley. I never thought I would have any disagreement with them. But unfortunately, now we're seeing that because there's money issues, hospitals are going broke, and now they're under a world of scrutiny. The other thing, too, these ER doctors have to do is see everybody within 30 minutes. Anybody that walks in, gets triaged through the ER, you have to see within 30 minutes. Now, you're going to say, oh, that's wonderful. Well, yeah, they should. I don't think anybody should wait 4 or 5 hours. Right. But here's the problem. The problem with that is when you do ER, you don't have a bunch of healthy people where you could go, oh, I'm going to go see the next one. Now I'm going to go see the next one. If you're held up, it's because you are hovering over a very sick patient. And you could stabilize the patient, but they could very easily become unstable seconds later. And what ER doctors are complaining about is this is now ruining their ability to hover and keep an eye on patients that could really, really fall and crump. I mean, especially kids. I could not imagine working a pediatric ER with a near-drowning victim and being told I got to move and go see the bronchitis patient because I have this 30-minute rule. So, you know, when, again, you start hearing these rules and you're like, oh, that sounds great in theory. But then when you start to see the practicality of it, you're like, oh, my gosh, no. Oh, no, this isn't going to work. So just be prepared. Okay, these rules and regulations that are supposed to help save money and help patient waiting times, may not work. All right, guys, great show. Thank you all for tuning in. I really urge you to listen to archives. If you've missed any hours of my show, listen to the archives. My voice sounds better, I'll tell you that. And we will be back tomorrow. Thank you all. God bless.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.